T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sunview, fire crews said the home was heavily involved with smoke and flames. After nearly an hour, the fire was brought under control. Kansas Red Cross has been called in to assist 2 adults and 3 children who were affected. No damage estimate has been given. Authorities are investigating what caused that fire in Oaklawn. The stepmother of missing 5-year-old Lucas Hernandez has been found not guilty of child endangerment charges in a case unrelated to Lucas's disappearance. Emily Glass was on trial for charges of endangering her 1-year-old daughter. The jury deliberated for less than an hour. Defense attorney Julia Beth Perez commented after the verdict.
On behalf of Emily Glass, her family, and Cameron and Herman, we are glad that this case is behind us and maybe the community can turn back to what's really important, searching for and finding Lucas Hernandez.
Lucas Hernandez has been missing since February 17th. Wichita State University says a Wichita couple is donating $12 million, representing the single's largest gift to the school.
The university said in a news release Wednesday that oil producer Wayne Woolsey and his wife Kay committed to a lead gift of $10 million to build a new home for the W. Frank Barton School of Business at Wichita State. Wichita State said it will name the building the Wayne and Kay Woolsey Hall, a move approved Wednesday by the Kansas Board of Regents. The couple also plans to donate $2 million to the university's geology department for the petroleum geology program and field camp experiences for students. Wayne Woolsey is chairman of Woolsey Companies, an oil and natural gas exploration and production company he founded in 1978. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Officials in Hawaii are concerned about high levels of sulfur dioxide as the eruption of the Kilauea volcano continues. Hawaii Civil Defense Administrator Talmadge Magno says not much has changed.
Today's operation is pretty much the same as the last few days. We continue to monitor any active fissures. Haven't had any new breakouts since last evening.
About 20 volcanic vents have opened in the ground so far, sending lava and toxic gases onto roads and into residential neighborhoods and forcing thousands of people to evacuate. The Senate Intelligence Committee is concluding that Russia did meddle in the 2016 presidential election.
A Senate panel backing the 2017 Intelligence Community Report that formally accused Russia of trying to interfere in the U.S. presidential election and did so with the goal of helping one candidate over the other.
I would readily concede that by the number of rubles they spent more supporting Trump.
Republican Senate Intelligence Committee member Jim Rice speaking to Fox News following a closed-door meeting with former Obama administration officials. Ranking Democrat committee member Mark Warner saying in a statement the meddling was ordered by Russia's Vladimir Putin himself to help the Trump campaign. This in contrast to an earlier House Intelligence Committee report that concluded Russia did not intervene to help candidate Trump, but rather to divide Americans. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Thursday.
And as we take a look at traffic here on the Thursday morning commute, we do have a situation in West Wichita. Somebody might need some assistance. They have police and fire looking for possible situations. Somewhere near Central and Ridge or Maple and Ridge, kind of try to pin down a location.
Yeah, they're having a little difficulty finding the person.
So if you see some police and emergency traffic along Ridge Road, they're looking for a situation that might need some attention from personnel. Traffic update. KNSS with Steve and Ted.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear sky across Wichita and south central Kansas, it's going to be sunny, warm, and dry today. We'll likely be near 80 by lunchtime, 86 for the afternoon high. That's running about 10 degrees above average. Tonight, partly cloudy, our low 64. Then tomorrow, a system moving in from the west could trigger a few afternoon thunderstorms, our high again, 86. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, calm, that's right, no wind, and 59 degrees. 6:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Well, a mostly sunny day across South Central Kansas Wednesday, and Wichita's high temperature was 86 degrees. Today's about what today's going to be, close to it anyway. Thursday.
What a super evening last night.
Beautiful.
So gorgeous.
Yeah. Thursday, May 17th, 2018, on this date, in 1792, the New York Stock Exchange had its beginnings as a group of brokers met under a tree on Wall Street and signed the Buttonwood Agreement, creating the stock market, the New York Stock Exchange. They just met, hey, meet you under the tree at 10 o'clock. We'll form this thing up. Wow. So,
can you imagine? What would those folks think if they could see what it is today?
Yeah, and I don't know enough about economics to tell you why the stock market is. I know it's important because but it's just it's a measure of all the commerce that's going on, the buying and trading in our country. Mm-hmm. And it's a place where people who are shrewd and know what they're doing can get in there and make some great investments. There are a lot of people who've gotten rich doing that. Wildlife experts say a male juvenile bear found dead in southwest Kansas might have been driven into the state by drought conditions in surrounding states. The bear died Monday in an accidental crash on Highway 56 near Elkhart in Morton County. A state biologist says spring wildfires in New Mexico and Colorado combined with a region-wide drought might be pushing bears toward Kansas. He says even in those conditions, it's rare to find a black bear in Kansas.
Well, sure.
Last confirmed black bear in Morton County was in 2011. I think I remember that. Another one was seen in 2016 just across the Oklahoma line. So where would they be coming up? I mean, Oklahoma in that part of the world is just like Kansas. So
it's not. No, they're coming out.
Coming from New Mexico.
Some forests in New Mexico or southeast Colorado.
Some mountains down there in eastern
New
Mexico.
Maybe they're just wandering and trying to find water.
Well, they're not going to find much here.
No, they don't know that.
They don't know. They're just looking. A federal judge says Ohio cannot force a convicted killer to cut off his dreadlocks, calling it a violation of religious rights. U.S. District Judge Patricia Gaughan sided with inmate Dion Glenn, who says his faith of Rastafarian, how many syllables in there? Rastafarianism, huh? Something like that. Requires him to wear his hair in dreadlocks. Gaughan's ruling said Ohio's blanket policy against dreadlocks in prison violates the law because it doesn't permit a religious exemption, and the state didn't prove Glenn's hair couldn't be searched for contraband or as a safety risk. The judge limited her decision to Glenn, said other similar complaints should be analyzed individually.
Right. Tying up the courts for years and years.
Over hair.
Yeah.
But, you know, if the guy's, you know, he's in prison. What does he care? Oh, we'll tie him up a while. Keep him busy. Give him something to do. 6:14 now, Steve and Ted. Have they resolved that thing out west? No, nothing more on it? Still looking around for the possible location out there. Again, near the Ridge and Maple.
Sure.
Might be. A lot of times it could be a false call.
Yeah, it could be.
All right, we're just talking about wildlife there. The bear.
The bear in Kansas, in southwest Kansas.
Yeah, I go to step out the front door of my house this morning, and just as I almost pull the door shut, I look up, and here comes a little critter running across the porch, almost on top of my toes, okay? Guess what it was?
An opossum.
It was an opossum.
Probably more surprised to see you than you were to see it.
Yeah, and I saw one the other day running across the street. I think I said, maybe mentioned that to you. Saw one the other day running across the street to the house across the street. So apparently we got one living close by.
A couple nights ago, I saw a little raccoon running down the street.
Did you see one?
Yeah.
Tell you what, this is the early morning hours, overnight, is the time they get out and run around and have a good time. So, all right, got my possum.
Well, I don't know where are they during the day. Where are all those critters during the day?
I think mostly during now storm sewers in the river.
Is that where they end up?
Yeah, I think they hibernate. They go down in there, and then when the rain comes up, I don't know if it's going to flood.
They
go somewhere else.
I always wonder. You know, those critters around, where do they go during the day?
The riverbank over in my neighborhood, the Little Arkansas, the Big Arkansas, there are lots of nifty little places where somebody can hide. A little animal can hide. And yeah, the possum I was talking with Phil Hildebrand earlier this morning. We were talking about this, and he was mentioned about I think his dad has a camera set up at his place, and he captured a coyote on his camera the other day.
Oh, wow.
And I told you, I've seen a coyote at the noon hour at Kellogg and Rock Road. A coyote, and that's a very, very shy, bashful animal, a coyote. But I tell you what, apparently we've intruded on now on their space, and they're getting used to people. And I'm not sure that's a real good thing.
That's not always the best equation.
No.
No.
Not a good thing. All right, we'll be talking this week. Is a big week at our house and many houses because it's commencement week. Kids are graduating
from
high school.
All sorts of things going on.
You've got a nephew.
I've got a graduation for a nephew on Sunday, Cape and Mount Carmel.
I've got two grandsons graduating this week, and it's just a happy, fun time. It is. And I remember how excited I was to graduate from high school. I mean, it was a done deal. I had the grades and everything. But
yeah, but it's a life passage.
I think that, it's a lot of partying going on with these kids the night before, you know, the commencement and all that. But kids are getting out of school. Out of my daughter's house, they've had some stomach virus this week, believe it or not, last week of school. But everything's going to straighten out. And, it looks like a great week ahead. We're going to have a nice weekend ahead with possibility of showers again in the forecast beginning tomorrow and into Saturday, Sunday, right into next week.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll cool down a little bit with those showers, and maybe we'll have some nice rain without, as I always say, without hailstones the size of volleyballs.
You know, we're about 20 minutes away from our discussion with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities, which we talk to Tom every morning about 6:38. Tom just posted on Twitter.
Oh, he did?
Yes, an inspirational message. Maybe he's sending you a message, Steve.
Is it for me?
It says, no matter how you feel, get up, look up, show up, never give up.
Wow, Tom.
Words of inspiration from Tom Leffler this morning.
All right, let's get, I bet the people in bed right now saying, I do not want to get up. Share those kind words.
Tom
share
Leffler's
those words again, Dad.
Getting you motivated.
What is it again?
Oh, I already clicked off.
Okay, get up.
What is it? No matter how you feel, get up, look up, show up, never give up.
Well, that's kind of our mantra here.
Kind of, yeah.
We don't give up. All right, thank you, Tom. And we'll check in with him on the commodities coming
we'll
up
talk
and
with
basically
Tom about 20 minutes.
And find out what the weather's like in Butler County because he's our Butler County weather guy, too. 6:18 now, Steve and Ted. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. The Royals in action last night, and they were playing.
They were in action yesterday afternoon.
In the afternoon, Tampa Bay again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start out with the Shocks.
Okay, Shockers.
We got Shocker baseball.
Right.
For the next three nights, finishing up the regular season. Wichita State on the road, visiting the last place Memphis Tigers. Finish up the regular season. Let's check in with the play-by-play voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, along with Shocker head coach Todd Butler. In this series, Wichita State will be facing another one of these top-flight pitchers in this conference, Jonathan Bolin of Memphis.
Against this USF team we just saw that can hit the heck out of the ball,
18.
He gave up two runs on four hits, no walks, and 18 strikeouts.
Oh, yeah. And they can hit. So I was on the phone with a pro team today, scouting director, and another scout in the car, and they said he's going to pitch Saturday. Said if he's on, watch out. So I said, well, hopefully he's not on. But he's really good, 18 strikeouts. I think he had some other games where he struck out a lot. And that'll be a good challenge for us.
That'll be one of the pitchers the Shockers will face in this series. Wichita State at Memphis. Game one of that series is tonight. Mike Kennedy will be on the air with coverage at 6 o'clock. Game will start about 6:30. That's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve, you were talking about the Royals, who were in action yesterday afternoon at Kauffman Stadium. Royals lose to the Rays 5-3 as the Rays get a three-game sweep, their first sweep in Kansas City in 9 years. As the Royals are now 13-30 on the season, they are 6-16 at home. It's their worst start in 12 years. KC on a five-game losing streak right now. They've lost 7 of 8 overall. They have a day off today. Pro basketball, NBA last night, game two of the Western Conference Finals in Houston. The Rockets hosting the Golden State Warriors. Rockets looking for a win to tie up this series, and they got it. Coming off the bench late for the Rockets, former Kansas Jayhawk Tariq Black. You heard the game last night on KFH.
Misses, offensive rebound. Tariq Black goes up strong and scores.
You know, Tariq Black did a good job when he played in L.A. You know, he'd get off the bench and then kick it in and hustle, scrap, handle, rebound.
There you go. Tariq Black had a bucket there, a couple of rebounds. Rockets beat Golden State 127-105. Series in the Western Conference Finals now tied at one game apiece. That's a best of seven. Pro baseball last night at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. The Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks beat the Wichita Wingnuts 9-2 in the final preseason game for the Wingnuts, who dropped three of their five preseason games. Opening night for the Wingnuts is tomorrow night downtown. Huge win in men's soccer last night for FC Wichita, playing in the second round of that national tournament, the U.S. Open Cup. FC Wichita comes back with two goals at the end to beat the Tulsa Roughnecks on the road 4-3 in that battle of unbeaten teams. FC Wichita is now 3-0 on the season, and they advance to the third round in the U.S. Open Cup for the first time ever. So big win for FC Wichita last night. They'll play in the third round of that tournament next week in Dallas. JUCO softball, the national tournament's getting underway yesterday, and it was a good day in the first round for Butler and Cowley. In the Division I national tournament out in St. George, Utah, back-to-back national champions Butler opens up with a 9-1 win over Walters State of Tennessee. Butler has now won 42 of its last 43 games, has a second-round game this afternoon against Southern Idaho.
Wow.
In the Division II national tournament in Mississippi, Cowley wins its first-round game, shutting out Madison, Wisconsin 3-0. Cowley in the second round this afternoon against LSU Eunice out of Louisiana. And in men's golf, congratulations to the Kansas Jayhawks. They won their NCAA regional in Stockton, California yesterday. It's the first time the KU men's golf team has ever won an NCAA regional. That means they advanced to the NCAA championships for the first time in 18 years.
How about
the KU men's golf team?
Way to go.
Huge win yesterday. That's sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
6:22 now. Keeping it for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. You're listening to Stephen Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.